We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 1 Samuel chapter 23. And one of the most touching scenes probably in the Old Testament, David had fled from Saul. He was hiding in the wilderness of Ziph, we're told. And the Bible tells us in verse 14 that God had delivered him not into the hand of Saul. God had been shielding him, protecting him all the way. And then we read in verse 15, "And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in a wood. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God." You know, it's wonderful to have friends. You know, the word friend today is being redefined, though. You understand that. We have Facebook friends, okay? And everybody looks on there to see how many thousands of friends that they have or whatever, but they're really not your friend, but you think they are. The Bible describes what a friend is. In the midst of being hunted, the son of the man that's hunting his life comes to him into the wood to encourage him in the Lord. That's a friend. As a matter of fact, the next verse shares with us four things of how he strengthened David's hand in verse 17. "And he said unto him, number one, fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee." Jonathan was letting David know, "I'm going to make sure that my dad doesn't find you." Now, contrary to popular belief, David and Jonathan were not the same age. Jonathan was about 20 years older than David. Probably near 50 at this particular point, David near 30. 20 years older, and yet he comes to David and he said, "Fear not, the hand of my father is not going to come against you." And then secondly, he says, "Thou shalt be king over Israel." Now, this was the man that was next in line, technically. But he says to David, "God has chosen you. You're going to be the next one in line." You see the humility in Jonathan there? Then he says, number three, "I shall be next unto thee." In other words, I'm going to be at thy side to assist thee. And then finally, "and that also Saul my father knoweth this." In other words, Jonathan had not been false to either man. He had told his father where he stood. "I support David. David is God's anointed. He will be the next king of Israel." He was very upfront with his father. You know, I pray that in America today we could get back to that kind of truthfulness. Everything is couched in politics today. It's sad that everything has to be political. We can't be truthful with people. We got to have this undercurrent thing, and we smile and grin, and all the time we have this rottenness in our hearts. Jonathan had not been that way. Jonathan was upfront with his father. He said, I'm going to support David. God has appointed him. He did not lie to his dad. He told him the truth about the whole thing. And by the way, by whose side did Jonathan die? His father. He had been faithful to his father, but he was truthful with his father. And we need that kind of truthfulness today. We live in a world of lies, constant barrage of lying and not telling the truth and shadowing the truth. We need to be truthful with each other. We need to be truthful with God and be honest with Him, not trying to pull the wool over His eye, but be truthful and honest. And we need to find that truth in the Scriptures. What a testimony of a friend, Jonathan, in the Bible, who stuck with him, went to him into the wood, the Bible says. As he went into the wilderness of Ziph, he found David there and he encouraged his heart to let him know whose side he was on. And we need to let the world know whose side we're on. Whose side are you on this morning? Are you on the devil's side or are you on the Lord's side? If you're on the devil's side this morning, you need to get that changed today. You need to turn to the Lord and you need to get on His side. And then you need to let others know that you're on the Lord's side. God bless us today.